Good morning. It's April 29th, and this is your daily brief in science. Here's everything you need to know. In the face of climate change, African farmers are turning to a blend of ancient wisdom and modern technology to secure their future. This innovative approach is not just about survival. It's a forward-looking strategy to enhance food security and resilience across the continent. From the fields of Zimbabwe to the greenhouses of Somalia, a transformation is underway. James Chuma, a small-scale farmer in Zimbabwe, is reviving ancient fertilizer methods to combat the harsh impacts of drought on his crops. Meanwhile, researchers at Marondera University of Agricultural Sciences and Technology are delving into how the melding of traditional practices with cutting-edge technologies can rejuvenate soil fertility, a crucial factor for sustainable farming. Somalia is witnessing a greenhouse revolution, where the controlled environment agriculture is offering a beacon of hope for year-round vegetable production. This not only ensures a steady supply of local produce, but also opens up employment avenues for the youth, tapping into the demographic's potential to drive agricultural innovation. In Kenya, the introduction of a climate-smart bean variety named Neota is empowering farmers to navigate the challenges of reduced rainfall. This new variety is boosting both yield and profits, marking a significant step towards climate resilience. These initiatives across Africa underscore a pivotal shift towards more sustainable and resilient farming practices. By marrying traditional knowledge with modern technological interventions, African farmers are setting the stage for a future where food security is attainable, despite the looming threats of climate change. This concerted effort not only aims to address immediate food insecurity, but also lays the groundwork for sustainable livelihoods for generations to come. In the heart of Hessen, a concerning trend is emerging. A significant rise in type 2 diabetes cases, especially among younger populations. This shift underscores a growing health challenge that demands immediate attention. Over the last decade, the prevalence of type 2 diabetes among 40 to 49-year-olds in Hessen has surged from 3.1% to 4.5%. Even more alarming, young adults aged 30 to 39 are experiencing a substantial rise in diagnoses. This uptick is attributed to several lifestyle factors, including poor dietary choices, excessive sugar intake, and a lack of physical activity. Health experts are sounding the alarm, calling for a comprehensive strategy to combat this escalating health crisis. The focus is on improving health literacy and motivating individuals to incorporate regular exercise into their daily routines. Without intervention, diabetes can escalate into severe health complications, evidenced by symptoms such as increased thirst, frequent urination, fatigue, blurred vision, and more. Compounding the concern, there's been a notable increase in psychological disorders among young people in Hessen. This highlights the critical need for a dual approach that not only tackles the physical aspects of health, but also addresses mental well-being. The call to action is clear. Implement effective strategies for diabetes prevention and overall health promotion, emphasizing the importance of education and physical activity. Imagine the early solar system as a cosmic billiards table with planets and asteroids careening off each other. A recent study sheds light on how this chaotic dance led to the creation of something vital for life as we know it, Earth's moon. The study focuses on a period known as the Great Instability, occurring 60 to 100 million years after the solar system's formation. This tumultuous era saw Jupiter and other gas giants migrate through the solar system, their gravitational forces causing widespread disruption. This migration is believed to have scattered asteroids and comets, setting the stage for significant celestial events. Key evidence supporting this theory comes from specific meteorites. These space rocks are linked to an asteroid that was directly influenced by the migrating gas giants. The study suggests that this chaotic period was instrumental in the eventual collision between Earth and Theia, a Mars-sized protoplanet. It's proposed that Jupiter's gravitational pull destabilized Theia's orbit, leading to this pivotal crash. This collision is thought to have birthed the moon, highlighting the intricate interplay of forces in our early solar system. The findings of the study emphasized the moon's crucial role in stabilizing Earth's climate and possibly paving the way for the emergence of life, including humans. Without the moon, the Earth might have been a very different place, lacking the conditions necessary for life as we know it. These insights not only deepen our understanding of the moon's origins, but also underscore the complex dynamics that have shaped our cosmic neighborhood. A decade after its discovery in a remote Victorian cave, a 50,000-year-old kangaroo skeleton is unlocking secrets of Australia's prehistoric past. In 2011, Joshua Van Dyke stumbled upon a well-preserved marsupial skeleton belonging to the extinct species Cimasthenurus occidentalis in Nightshade Cave, Victoria, marking a significant paleontological find. The fossil, which consists of 150 bones, showed signs of decay by 2021, prompting Museums Victoria and the Victorian Speleological Association to embark on a 60-hour recovery mission. Their efforts have not only preserved this invaluable fossil, but have also set the stage for it to become a centerpiece of international research. Scheduled for public display in June, the fossil presents a unique opportunity for scientists and the public alike to delve into the life of an extinct species that once roamed the landscapes of southeastern Australia. This discovery is pivotal in the ongoing debate regarding the extinction of 85% of Australia's megafauna, providing crucial insights into the ecosystems that existed thousands of years ago. Moreover, the Buchan Caves in East Gippsland, where the fossil was found, have yielded over 4,000 fossils, indicating a treasure trove of untapped scientific potential. This area's rich paleontological material continues to attract researchers from around the globe, eager to uncover more about Australia's ancient past and the factors that led to the extinction of its megafauna. In a groundbreaking study from Yale University, researchers have discovered that pregnancy can temporarily age women's cells by up to 2 years. This phenomenon is attributed to the physical stress and hormonal and metabolic changes that occur during pregnancy. However, the story takes a fascinating turn postpartum, where women's biological age can reverse, making their cells appear 3 to 8 years younger. This significant finding suggests a potential rejuvenating effect of pregnancy on women's biological age, a topic that is stirring interest and debate in the scientific community. The study highlights that the degree of biological age reversal post-pregnancy is influenced by factors such as the mother's weight at the start of pregnancy and breastfeeding habits. These insights open up new avenues for understanding how lifestyle and physiological factors during pregnancy can impact aging and cellular health. Moreover, similar research conducted by Harvard Medical School supports the notion that pregnancy accelerates cellular aging during gestation, further validating the observations made by the Yale team. These findings are pivotal in shaping our understanding of pregnancy's impact on women's health and aging. They hint at the complex interplay between reproductive events and biological aging processes. While the idea that pregnancy could have a rejuvenating effect on women's biological age is compelling, researchers emphasize the need for further studies to fully grasp the long-term implications of these changes on health and aging. It's crucial for the public to view these findings as informational and not use them as a basis for self-diagnosis, treatment, or medication without professional consultation. The research underscores the importance of a nuanced approach to understanding the effects of pregnancy on women's biological age and health. This has been your daily brief in science. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.